Eric from Cameroon. I've been in the country. I've born in Cameroon, stayed there for a long time before forcing to go outside because of the political situation. I have a very big family, which is involved in so many political area, political situation. Going 10 years now, that my family, specifically my father and my uncle, was targeted by the government because because of their situation, political situation, and it was very difficult for some of us, and which was arrested and tortured in some prison of the country. Chance for me was escaped by a friend of my father who helped me because he's an army man. He's a military, so we have a chance. Children, some children, my father, our brothers and sister, we have a chance to escape the prison because we're arrested and locked in different areas. So that's where I just moved out of the country. I've been in so many countries, like in Nigeria, African country, before going now. I was in Morocco and there too in 2017, 2015, 16. Our family is very known in Cameroon, so I was in Morocco. So I was already in 2015, 16. That some information was to inform, grab up some information that I was already targeted even in Morocco. I was not even welcome in the embassy to do something, so because I was hiding. So there too, I was not safe in Morocco because there was already known where I was. So I decided to move on to Morocco. It was in 2016, in beginning 2017, 16 years. And then to come to the UK. Since then, I'm here in the UK. It was very difficult. First, I've never been to Europe. It was my first time to be here in the UK. And I was just like I was in alone in a country. I just arrived. I was in London in the street like this. I didn't even know where I was. I was in the UK, so it was very difficult. So I was bring back someone that I just asked in the street from some help to claim for a statue, for refugee statue. Wanted to claim for asylum seeker. They helped me to bring me in the Home Office to claim for protection, and then that's what I did. I was in London previously, and then they changed me a place to bring me in Birmingham. After they bring me in Leeds, and then they bring me in Newcastle. So it was in so many places, and it was very difficult because I didn't know with who or make some friends. It was a bit difficult, but I also faced some situation of discrimination that was also very, very embarrassing and very sad for me that I can face some. I didn't know that I have been facing things like this, but it was very, very, very difficult for me, and I was alone here, so it was very difficult.